Chapter 24. Caverns of the Hidden One, Dorin.
Ben wasn't glassy-eyed, but he wanted to be. Hours of using pickaxes to hack away at living rock had tired and infuriated him. In theory, he and Luke were doing this to carve out their permanent quarters in the residential gallery, a process that would take years. In truth, Ben knew they wouldn't be here anywhere near that long, which meant that every blow with the pickaxe was a wasted one. But now, work done for the day, after a Sanus team, dressed in fresh clothes, even if they were the horribly dull robes worn by everyone in these caverns, Ben felt a little better as he and his father walked to their audience with the Hidden One. Ben glanced at his father.
So, what's your strategy?
Luke frowned, puzzled. Strategy?
To convince him to let us out of this hole.
Ben, what's our objective here?
To get out.
The objective that brought us to Dorin in the first place.
Oh, to find out about Jason.
If we were to march in there and demand our release, and he agreed and somehow magically transported us to the surface, we would have failed in achieving that objective.
Well, yeah. Ultimately, it's the more important one.
Ultimately, yes. But since we're under no time pressure, let's handle things in a logical order. Ben let out a sigh. They left the main corridor and entered the communal dining hall, which was all but empty at this midpoint hour between afternoon and evening servings. It was not that large a chamber. There were fewer than 50 Keldors in these caverns, and the hall could accommodate all of them. Tables and benches, meticulously cut out of stone and sanded into straight, clean lines, were arrayed into neat ranks for the diners, flanked by matched stone benches. The Hidden One sat alone at the nearest table. He nodded at the Skywalkers as they entered. The informality bothered Ben. The Hidden One was effectively a king, though his kingdom was tiny, and yet he was not accompanied by advisors for an important meeting with a fellow master. Luke seated himself opposite the Hidden One. Thank you for seeing us. Ben slid into place beside his father. The Hidden One offered a toothless smile.
It is no inconvenience. The opportunity to talk with those fresh from the surface world is one of our few pleasures. As I understand it, you wanted to know about Jason Solo.
Yes.
He came here, that is, to the temple in Dorshan, about 9 years ago. Very full of life, very sure of himself. He wanted knowledge of the Force, especially as it was understood by those outside his order.
Did you see any sign in him? Luke paused to consider his phrasing. Of what he was to become?
I think there were scars on his spirit, but they seemed to be well healed. From my many conversations with him, I concluded that his childhood had been an unsettled one, and that he had severed himself from much of it, as though it were dead flesh that needed to be cut away, lest it endanger his life.
He looked at Ben.
You are his cousin, no? Is it the same with you?
Ben shook his head.
You're not going to have a normal childhood in this family, and I guess I have some things in common with Jason. Separated from our parents for long stretches, I was tortured too, but not as long as Jason was.
He saw his father suppress a wince.
I don't know if, when I get to be Jason's age, I'll want to cast my childhood off, but I don't think so. If only because, if he did, he's a bad example to follow.
Interesting.
Luke continued. And you taught him the lightning rod techniques.
First, I taught him techniques of weather anticipation and the ability to sense energy piling up in the natural world. You can feel heat in the water, in the seas. Heat that will become cyclonic storms, for instance. But he heard rumor of the lightning rod techniques and asked about them.
Did he teach you anything?
I trained against him in combat.
Luke's eyebrows rose. You're one of the Baron Doe with combat training.
I am, in life. I was the teacher of Char Se Sol, who is now Chara. The Baron Doe, whose study combat trained mostly in unarmed and staff combat. And I was interested in learning to defend against the lightsaber.
What was your conclusion there?
The lightsaber is a weapon of the Force, and if you are not similarly armed, must be countered with the Force.
Luke nodded in agreement.
Did you have any sense of a problem Jason might have been dealing with? An overriding fear or concern?
No, I think he was a man at peace. I would not say he was happy, but he was at peace.